Reading on Twitter and watching MSNBC and seeing that there's a real change that's taking place, and it hasn't changed enough yet, and it's time for it to go a little bit further. So what I heard last night was it basically acknowledgement that what the Supreme Court was doing was openly shameful. That's how far I heard Ari Melber go. I didn't get to see the special thing they had at 8 o'clock because I was watching basketball, and I should have watched it. You know, the Knicks lost it anyway. But you know, in any case, I think they probably were a little bit behind where we actually are now. And I wanted to tell a little story to explain what I'm talking about. So my mom died in February of 2018, which is now, what, 6 years ago? It's a long time already, right? And she was living in the house that I grew up in. So, and that's been a very long time. The house was bought in, I'm going to say 1964, 63, something like that, in the mid-60s, early mid-60s. And it was a constant in my life, and it changed a little bit. At one point, they did a remodel and added another room. So my mom, who was a psychologist, had a practice. This was a room that she could do her practice in. It was also a guest bedroom. It was also her sewing room. And they did this when my dad was still alive. So this was part of the experience, but for the most part, the house was exactly as it was when I grew up in it, even down to the furniture. It was really amazing how, anyway, so we sold the house as quickly as we possibly could, and it was done very smoothly. And then there came a day where the house was, we were going to turn the house over, and it had been emptied out. And when I looked at the emptied out house, I realized that I had missed a huge opportunity. And it all comes from the perspective of the past has made you view something as immutable, just a constant. This house never changed. It was that my mind had not thought of it that way, that now it's about to change. And you might want to take a picture of what it looked like before, because you're going to forget it almost as soon as it happens, because I had not anticipated the sheer shock of seeing this place lose all of its meaning and be denuded of all the things we had become accustomed to. And it was foreseeable, but I hadn't foreseen it. And I made a note to never forget this, because it's going to happen again and again and again. And there's some things you like don't care about, like moving out of a house that you had a terrible time in. You know, I've done that. And I don't regret not having pictures, although actually sometimes I do. It would be kind of interesting to have the picture, you know, because I'm a blogger and I could use those pictures in the blogging stuff. There are stories to tell, you know. So maybe even there, I do have a regret that I don't have those pictures. My point is this. It's that we're not ready yet to acknowledge that the change has already taken place, the one that we now feel is inevitable. It's already happened. And that's the splash of cold water that I want you to feel, because it's exactly like when my mom died. And it wasn't just that my mom died, okay? It was that the context within which I lived, even as an adult, I am the kid who doesn't live there now. But I could always go home. That was the thing. And to these days, I completely miss it, even just from a pragmatic standpoint. I would love to go spend one night there so that I could go get some bagels. The local bagel place has turned into a mecca for bagels. It's a remarkable thing. There's a lot of remarkable things about the neighborhood I grew up in. It was a very sleepy place. Nothing ever happened there when I was a kid. It was like you had to go into the city. I didn't live in the city. I lived in Queens, and it really was not like Manhattan. It's like an endless row after row of three-bedroom houses, two-story, three bedrooms, small backyard, a city house, but a house, you know, and all of them, just like mile after mile. But it's not true anymore. There are things that happen there in the neighborhood that I grew up in that people come from Manhattan to get to, like the food. The food is amazing, unbelievable. So things have changed, but that was a constant, and it's gone. Well, for us now, all of us, every one of us at this point, and probably we will not be able to say that very much longer, that all of us grew up in a country where basically we took for granted that we had a vote, that we had a say in how things went. But we're now in a position where that's no longer true. Look at Roe v. Wade being overturned. A huge number of Americans now do not have that kind of freedom. Now, your eyebrows should be raising right now. That's the cold bit of water in your face. They do not have the rights that the rest of us have of, this is my body and fuck you. Basically, I'm an American and you have more of a right to have a gun than you do to have a body if you're a impregnable person who wants to be sexually active. That isn't even an issue because there's all kinds of ways of getting pregnant, okay? So we no longer control ourselves, and our vote doesn't matter anymore because those people, according to the system that we've set up, are not going anywhere. They can't be forced to go anywhere. They are there for life. They can do anything they want. You know, it's funny how you talk about how they're talking about how whether a president can be, you know, tried for criminal acts while they were president. What we're overlooking, this is so much like the whole web security thing with Microsoft, with Google out there saying, oh, well, you can't trust anybody. And then, you know, so you have to do all these, jump through all these hoops that we're making you jump through. All the time we're ignoring the fact that, hey, what, we have to trust you, don't we? And you're not trustworthy. Did you know that? But you ignore it. It's like the New York Times. You can't really criticize them because they have the place where criticism happens. So if we think what they're doing is bogus and openly whatever, awful, there's no place to say it. It's another one of those things. Well, the Supreme Court says, is the president above the law? But we all overlook the fact that they are above the law. And they flaunt it now. They don't hide it. They take bribes. They try to overthrow the president and don't recuse themselves on the question of whether or not you can prosecute somebody for trying to overthrow the U.S. government. See how pernicious that is? And it's just like going to my mom's house and wanting to sit down in the kitchen and play some gin rummy. We still think that hasn't happened here, but it has. It has already happened. So we have to think about it differently. If we want to emerge from this, it's probably still a lot easier to emerge from it than it will be a year from now. And I don't know what happens after that. But I know that we still have a technical legal ability to turn everything around. We could turn the Supreme Court around too if we want to. But we have to get focused on that. And we have to be thinking that way. We can't always be one major step, unwilling to accept the fact that things are now different. They've changed. And I think that's the argument we're having with the New York Times. And it must be very hard for them to see how things have changed, because where they sit, they still are trying to occupy the same position they occupied before the change happened. And acting that way isn't the same thing as being entitled to act that way. And they're the frogs boiling in the pot too, just like we are. There's going to come a day when, now, it's impossible for me to say what they know and don't know at this point. It won't end well for them, nor for most of the people who are listening to this. It already hasn't ended well for pregnant Americans. Okay, anyway, I'm up for doing stuff if anybody else is. I think we should be marching in the streets all the time, finding creative ways of telling each other that we all are ready to go and change this. That it's no longer business as usual. We no longer feel that we're entitled to symbolic votes. If somebody tells you that they're being symbolic, you have to tell them you're being un-American. You're losing the tune. You're not getting it. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.